It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Lois Zier.
Thank you, Michelle. Our guest this morning is Anita Cotter, and Anita is the city clerk for the city of Springfield. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
We've just went through a big election, and I think everybody's kind of tired of it, but there's a very important one coming up on April the 4th. And that is our municipal election for our city council and mayor. How many vacancies are there that we'll be voting on in April?
Right now, we have actually 5 seats that are open. We have the mayor. We have 3 zone seats, zone 1 and zone 4. And then additionally, we have something a little bit unusual with this election. We have zone 2 coming up for this election. And that is based on a vacancy that we had for that council seat when someone resigned. So Zone 2 candidate will also be elected at this election. And then General A and General B, 2 general seats.
Well, now what's the difference between a zone seat and a general seat?
The zone council members are elected by their particular zone, which is a quadrant of the city. Basically, loosely, if you divided the city into 4 quadrants, northwest, northeast, southwest, southeast, you would have your 4 zones. They're elected solely by the individuals in that zone and represent them, as well as the whole city. And the general seats are all elected by everyone inside of the city limits.
The mayor's seat is coming up, and that is a 2-year seat?
Correct. The general seats and the zone seats are 4-year terms. The mayor's is a 2-year term.
Let's say a lot of people are talking about getting more involved, and I've always said I think local issues are probably affect us more day-to-day than the great big presidential election.
Right.
But if somebody wanted to run, what would the steps be?
First thing they would need to do is come to my office. We have packets of information that provide those pertinent details for them to look at. There are some definite requirements. They must be a registered voter in the city of Springfield. They have to have been a resident in the city for at least 2 years. If they're running for a zone seat, additionally, they have to have lived in their zone for a year. And then there's some state law requirements. They cannot be disqualified based on a felony or misdemeanor conviction on a federal level or a felony conviction on a state level. And they have to be current on taxes and have filed a form with the Department of Revenue stating that. Other than that, they have to run by petition. So they come in, they pick up a petition and circulate that. Our zone seats are required to get 100 signatures of individuals that are qualified to vote for them, which would mean that those individuals have to live in that zone that they're running for and are registered voters. Our general seats and our mayor are required 200 signatures of city residents.
Okay, so it's anybody in the city then.
Yes.
Is there anything unusual about this particular municipal election that's coming up?
One thing that is a little bit different, we have 2 incumbents that are running for mayor. If one of those incumbents was to be successful, they would vacate the seat they currently hold. And city council would also have to appoint, similar to what they did in Zone 2, they would have to appoint someone to fill that seat until the next election.
Okay. Now, is there like a primary election or a runoff election or anything?
We used to have a primary election that would occur in February. State law changed and they did away with that primary election, so we don't have a primary anymore.
And what is that? We didn't talk about the deadline. With the people are going out and getting their petition signed, what is the deadline to get those in?
The first day of filing was December 5, and the last day to file is January 17th. That's set out in the charter so many days before I have to certify the ballot to the county. So the deadline for this cycle is January 17th at 5 p.m.
There's only a handful of seats, just a few people. You said there's 5 vacancies at this time for city council. What are some other ways if people would like to participate and get involved and know more about what's going on in the city?
City council is very time consuming, and a lot of people forget that it is a volunteer position and does take a lot of time. However, another thing that a lot of people forget is we have 29 boards and commissions.
29.
That we are always looking for individuals who are qualified and engaged to serve. And our city manager likes to talk to our new employees and say that the city of Springfield is one of the most diverse organizations in Southwest Missouri. And our boards kind of follow suit. We have boards that address everything from the airport to the zoo, which is under our park board.
From A to Z.
A to Z, and pretty much everything in between. If you have a particular interest in the city, we probably have a board or a commission that would be right up your alley, something that...
Some are for children, some are for
children,
seniors.
Yes, yeah. I mean, we have a variety. And they also have quite varied time requirements. Some meet monthly, some meet quarterly, some meet as needed. So you can really tailor the amount of time that you're wanting to spend, and you can make a big difference.
And so if I was interested in one of these boards, what is the process there?
You can go to the City of Springfield's website, which is www.springfieldmo.gov, and search for serving and under government, and there's boards and commissions. It'll give you a brief description of all of the boards that we have available, and there's an application online that you can fill out. If you really are not a computer person, don't want to do that, you can also contact our office and we will mail you, or you can come in and pick up a paper copy of that application, make that as painless as possible for you to fill out, and then those are reviewed. We have appointments made by the mayor, appointments made by the city manager, and appointments made by our city council.
Okay. And you have to be like a city resident for that?
Actually, we have boards that require city residency, and we also have boards and commissions that have seats that you do not have to be a city resident. So even that is flexible on some of the boards.
Well, Anita, this has been very interesting. Thank you for coming today.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
This program and others in the Making Democracy Work series are available on the internet at ksmu.org. Thank you.